Regina, would you give me Mr. Anderson, please? Bob, Steve. Say, you've gone over these figures on the Condell contract, haven't you? Yeah, I thought you... Well, Bob, I may be wrong, but there's one item here that seems to be way off. Yeah. Well, as I say, I may be wrong, but... Okay. Okay, Bob.
Steve, are those the Condell figures?
Yeah. Here's the item I was talking about right there.
Well, looks like I've done it again.
Again?
I'm supposed to be running this place. At least that's what it says on the door. And my mind's on another planet.
Anything I can do to help?
No, thanks, Steve, anyway. And thanks for finding that error. Saved me a lot of embarrassment. Steve, how old's your youngest boy?
Ernie's 17.
And I suppose he has the long hair and the disrespect and the disgusting clothes and the bare feet, too, right?
Well, no.
No?
Well, his hair might be a little longer than it was a couple of years ago, but aside from that...
Steve, what did you do right?
Tonight?
Yeah, I told Anderson I thought it'd be all right with you if they'd drop by for coffee after dinner.
Well, this has the sound of a command performance.
No, not really. It's more one set of parents dropping by to see if another set of parents has any answers.
Two?
A boy named Gordon.
Gordon Anderson? You mean the model son who went to military academy? Who had those lovely manners and knew how to speak to parents and how to ask the little girls for the next dance at the cotillion?
That sounds a little like gloating, honey.
Well, not really. It's just that Sylvia kept rubbing it in. Gloating, exactly, but... Well, I certainly am surprised.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, what happened to the kid?
Charlie, instead of listening at the door, why don't you just come in the first place?
Well, because some conversations don't turn out that interesting.
Anyway, the Andersons should be here about 8, huh?
Yeah, I heard all that. Their kid turned rancid on them.
We'll find that all out when they get here, Charlie. Now, you can do us a big favor.
Oh, yeah, I know. Stay out of it.
Charlie, it's just that the Andersons are probably very sensitive and self-conscious about this particular subject.
You know, you two must think I got a big mouth or something. Okay, I'll stay out of it. But if the Andersons ask me a direct question, they're going to get an earful.
They will, too.
Hello, Sylvia.
Come on in. Nice Bob,
to see you.
Nice
Hello,
to see you.
Barbara, how are you?
Come
Steve?
In.
Yeah, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Here, come and sit right down here.
Thank you. You know, why we ever go out to dinner, I'll never know. We have a perfectly good cook at home, and yet we insist on going out and paying those outrageous prices for... Oh, what's that word for it, Robert?
I don't know what the word for your shrimp Louie was, but the word for my fettuccine was Bill.
That's the word.
Oh, look, Robert. Barbara has cookies for us.
Yes, well, we'll just put those out of your reach, and the nuts, too. Your shrimp Louie put you over the calorie count for the week. Barbara, Steve knows why we came over, and I suppose he's told you. Last year, our son was a good kid. No genius, mind you, but he came home with his C's and B's. Then all of a sudden, he came unglued at the seams. His hair got shaggy.
You know how you do. You say, Gordon, get a haircut, and he doesn't. And before you know it, your own flesh and blood looks like Rasputin.
He actually has so much hair, he looks like he's wearing a helmet.
Well, you haven't mentioned anything except hair.
No, it's the whole ball of wax, Barbara. He burns incense in his room, and he hasn't worn a pair of shoes for 2 months.
And his blue jeans have patches on them.
Well, I think the patches are sort of the in thing now, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you what isn't in right now, Steve. Disrespect. He hardly speaks to me at all, and he simply ignores his mother.
And he's absolutely insolent to the servants.
Mom, I can't find my... Oh, sorry.
Ernie, you know Mr. and Mrs. Anderson?
Sure. Hi.
Hi, Ernie.
Hello.
Oh, my room got straightened out yesterday, so I can't find anything.
Mom, did you happen to notice where you put my barbell?
Oh, yes, it was too heavy to lift, so Charlie rolled it under your bed.
Thanks. I'm building up my deltoids. Good night.
Good night, Ernie.
Building up his deltoids. Do you know how normal that sounds?
Bob, Sylvia, it could easily be that Barbara and I are the wrong ones to talk to about Gordon.
Maybe. But if that's any example of what you're doing wrong, we'd like you to deal us in.
How old is Gordon?
Almost 16. He was always so sweet and loving and tender.
The point is that within less than a year, we don't know him at all. And frankly, we wondered why it happened to us and didn't happen to you.
Robert means if it happened to us and didn't happen to you, what did we do wrong?
They know what I mean, Sylvia. Well?
Well, Bob, that's really hard to answer. I mean, except for the little bit you've told us, we don't know much about Gordon. I mean, what about his friends?
Well, when they're all together in the same room, they look like a herd of buffalo. Oh, that isn't quite fair. His friends are, when we're permitted to see them at all, strange. No matter what we say, they give us those little pitying smiles like we were members of a different species.
But there's more to it than that.
Yes. We don't know what he does. We don't know if he's involved in... Well, we don't know anything.
Have you talked to him?
We try. We get the pitying smiles. We get the evasions. We get the flippant remarks.
Hey, you want to know what I think?
Charlie.
Don't try to stop me, Steve. I got a solution. You want to hear it?
Of course.
Belt him.
I beg your pardon?
Belt him right on the chops.
Sylvia, he means that we should hit him.
Right. Quit talking and start belting. Well, good night, folks.
Bob, Sylvia, I wouldn't take Charlie too seriously. You know, he's never laid a hand on one of the kids in his life.
Too bad. For a minute there, I thought he had something.
You were saying that he burns incense in his room.
Thanks. Well, I don't think there's anything so wrong in that, do you?
Well, no. A lot of kids are reaching back for the philosophies of the Near East and India. And you said that the Andersons seem to be hung up on their boy's hair?
Oh, we heard more weird descriptions about that than anything else. I mean, you know, that he looked like he had a helmet on, that he looked like Rasputin and all the rest of it. I mean, they're really desperate people.
Well, why would they try to dump all their problems into your lap?
Because they haven't got any place else to turn. I mean, I must say that when Ernie came thundering down those stairs and he sounded so normal that, well, it was like a breath of fresh air and they just looked so envious.
And I suppose Uncle Charlie came in and told the Andersons to belt their son.
That's right.
You're kidding. I was just joking.
I got the solution. You want to hear it? Belt them!
Hi. Hey, did I tell Uncle Charlie I was going to eat in the cafeteria today?
Well, I guess you must have. Apparently he didn't make you lunch.
Well, what was that for?
Well, once in a while when a mother's cup runneth over, she just wants to show it.
Oh, cool. Well, does your cup runneth over enough to hit me with an extra dollar for lunch? Well, there's a girl named Suzette.
You tell Suzette that the extra fudge whip sundae is on me, okay? And my purse is in the living room.
Thanks, Mom. See you guys.
Bye. Now, that's what I call a normal boy. He gets an extra dollar out of his mother when she's in a mellow mood.
That's worth every cent of it. Hello?
Oh, hi, darling. Yes, Kitty and I were just talking about last night.
Tonight?
Oh, Steve, I just don't think I can. I know. All right. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
I can tell by the look on your face that wasn't the best news you've ever heard.
Well, apparently we are going to repeat last night's therapy. Get this?
their house.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Anderson. Yeah, he's here. Dad? It's Mr. Anderson.
Oh.
He said he just had an idea or something.
Ernie, I can't tell anymore by the way you dress. Are you going out tonight?
Yeah, with Suzette Musterbond. So we're going to mess around down at the skating rink.
Fine. Hello, Bob. Yeah, we're just about ready to leave. Oh, I don't think so, Bob. He has a date, for one thing. Yeah, I understand, but... I'll ask him, Bob, but I can't guarantee that... No. Well, either way, we'll see you in a little while. Bye. Goodbye.
Bob Anderson.
Yeah, he wants us to bring Ernie along.
As an example of what a boy should be?
I guess so.
Oh, Steve, now you know that never works out.
I know. But at least I can give Ernie a chance to turn it down. Say, Ernie, Mr. Anderson's idea concerns you.
Me? How come?
Well, he has a son he's worried about.
If I had kids, I'd worry about him, too.
Well, it's more than that. The boy seems to be showing a lot of symptoms of, you know. And Mr. Anderson wondered if you couldn't drop by with us, and frankly, I don't know what he hopes to accomplish.
Man, Dad, I have a date with Suzette.
Yeah, I know. I just said I'd mention it to you.
I'd like to help, but a woman scorned is a, well, whatever they say. Well, she's waiting for me at the skating rink, so I can't even call her up.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I didn't promise him anything. Have a good time. Good night.
Dad, did you notice what you just did?
No, what?
You didn't haul me off to the Andersons. You asked me. Tell Mr. Anderson that's what he ought to try doing.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
I do talk to him, Steve. At least I try to talk to him.
Have one of the cookies, Barbara. They're almost no calories, and they're 58% natural barley.
They don't care anything about the silly cookies and the barley. Sorry, dear. We don't usually yell at each other, but this thing is so frustrating.
Where is Gordon now?
Who knows? Whenever you ask him where he's going, he just says, out. We don't accept that at home. If you don't mind my saying so, Sylvia.
Of course not.
Don't qualify what you have to say, Barbara. We're here to listen. Gordon? Come here, please. I said, come here, please. This is Mrs. Douglas. This is Mr. Douglas. He's one of our top engineers at the plant.
Hello, Gordon.
Dear, Mr. Douglas said hello. Hi.
Hi.
Come sit with us for a minute, dear.
No, thanks.
There's nothing so urgent that you can't spend a minute or two with us, is there, Gordon?
We have a boy at home about your age, Gordon. I guess he's a year older.
His name is Ernie.
What grade are you in, Gordon?
10th.
Oh, good, dear. Have another cookie. They're mostly natural barley.
Gordon, do you like baseball?
He used to.
Let the boy answer for himself, dear. Tell Mr. Douglas if you like baseball or not, Gordon.
No.
No what?
No, I don't like baseball.
Gordon, go to your room, please. He knew I wanted him to say no, sir. He was deliberately insolent.
Bob, tell me something honestly, will you?
Sure, Steve.
Are you always this unbending with a boy, or did it start as a result of the change in him?
A little of both, I guess.
It isn't easy for Robert to be that truthful about himself. I'm proud of you, dear.
Steve, I honestly don't think we created the monster you just saw.
I think he was influenced from outside. Although I admit I haven't always been exactly the jolly father image.
He's not a monster, Bob. He's just wearing the badges that he sees around him, that's all.
True. Yeah, I know that. But I don't know what else he does. Oh, I can put up with the hair and the bare feet and all that. But if he's on something dangerous, if he's...
Don't say it, Robert.
We have to say it, Sylvia. We can't stick our heads in the sand any longer.
Yes, we can. Let's all have some coffee.
I think it's by the phone. Why?
Maybe I'll go over there.
You think you can help?
Oh, maybe. You never know for sure when you're messing around with teenagers. See you later.
Bye.
They can talk all they want about us being a disturbed generation. But we didn't act like the kids today, and we didn't look like the kids today. Steve, there's my high school annual. That's the graduating class. Pretty sharp-looking kids, aren't they? Short hair, spotless shirts.
Oh, here you are. And I see you were wearing the old dirty cords.
Dirty cords?
Yeah, we all wore them. They were, as you say, Barbara, one of our badges in those days. Of course, to be really in, they had to completely cover your shoes like the imposter there. And you never washed them.
Never?
Never. We drew pictures on them and we wrote things all over them so your mother wouldn't dare wash them. Right, Bob?
Okay, Steve, you made your point. We were tough on our parents, just like the kids today. But the worst most of us ever did was drink a little near beer. I don't know what Gordon is doing. I wish there was some way that I could find out.
Hi.
Well, Ernie, you got here. What happened with the skating?
Yeah, Suzette creamed her ankle, so I thought I'd come over.
Oh.
Oh, come on in, dear. Have a natural barley health cookie.
Ernie, Mr. Anderson seems to think that if you were here, maybe you could help solve the situation.
Ernie, our boy's upstairs. I wondered if you could go up there and have a talk with him.
About what?
Well, he's just not communicating, Ernie.
It's more than that. May I lay the cards on the table?
Sure, sir.
It's been a long time since anybody said sir around here.
Ernie, we've lost contact with our boy. Probably our fault, but the fact remains we don't know anything about him.
Was he freaked out?
Freaked out?
Ernie, I'd say in appearance he has freaked out.
His head looks like a bomb went off in it.
Well, he's wearing all the badges, the beads and the hair and the patched Levi's and... Well, what Mr. and Mrs. Anderson are really worried about is he on...
Pot?
Right.
We don't know. Ernie, could you go upstairs and find out what you can?
I don't think that would be too cool. I mean, some strange kid walks into your room and you just don't come on like an old buddy.
If you could just talk to Gordon.
Gordon? Gordon Anderson?
Do you know him, Ernie?
Yeah, he's in the 10th grade at school. Well, I just didn't connect the name until now. Oh, you can relax, Mr. Anderson.
I can?
Yeah, he's okay.
How do you mean okay, Ernie?
Well, he likes the freaked out look, but it ends there.
You sure?
Well, yes, sir, I'm sure.
Oh, Ernie, I'm so happy you came over tonight. You have no idea how relieved I am.
How relieved we both are.
Well, I guess that sort of takes care of that, huh?
Honey, don't you think it's about time we're leaving?
Yeah, it is getting...
Oh, I wish you wouldn't go.
It's wonderful that you came.
We're going to have to.
Just
Ernie,
great.
Honey, what about you? Some homework?
Oh. Yeah, I got a little bit.
We thank you.
The
Ernie, thank you for coming.
Oh,
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hi, Steve. Hey, who's the sheepdog that Ernie's playing catch with out there?
That's Gordon Anderson.
I've seen better-looking mattresses. How come he's bothering with that kid?
Well, Ernie's trying to help Mr. Anderson change his son's image a little. He's doing it on his own.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ernie.
It was getting late, so we had to quit.
You know, that's one of the ugliest kids I've ever seen. And I've seen some Lulus in my time.
He's just overexpressing himself. He's going to get his hair cut a little so he can see to play catch, and I talked him into tennis shoes.
Well, that's something, Ernie.
Yeah, only tell Mr. Anderson not to expect any miracles, Dad. Gordon won't look much different.
Listen, anything is an improvement. But tell me something, Alice.
What?
Why should that kid listen to you?
Because he's in the 10th grade and I'm a senior.
You know, it's a whole new planet.
Ernie?
Yeah, Dad?
Thanks.